Hello.
Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, sir?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Let's do this survey very quick, by the way. Do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
So far, so good.
Right track? Is that
Yeah.
correct? Thank you, sir. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Employment.
Employment, let me see. Poor economy and lack of jobs. Okay, very well. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair to poor.
Which one, good or fair?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today? That's 5 years from now.
5 years from now?
Yes.
Well, as long as we get a Republican in office, I think they'll be a lot better.
Better off? Okay.
Yeah.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, not too concerned.
Not too concerned. Okay, moving on. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate Ector County in each one of those characteristics? The first one is effective leadership from elected officials. Would you say that is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. How about public transportation?
It's all right.
Would you say it's poor, good, fair, or excellent?
Good.
Good, okay. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Is that
Poor,
excellent?
definitely.
Poor, okay, very well. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Poor.
Poor. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor.
Poor. Quality of public schools.
Fair.
Fair. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor. Availability of quality health care.
Poor.
Poor as well, again. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Fair.
Fair, again. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
That would be good. Personally, I
Good.
think there's too many.
Okay, good. The availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Poor, all right. Public safety and low crime. How would you rate that one?
It's fair. It's not too
Fair,
bad.
not too bad, all right. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, that's teetering on poor.
Poor. Would you go with poor?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on quickly. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. For people retirees or people retiring from the workforce, would you say it's an excellent place to live, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. For immigrants from other countries, how would you rate it?
fair.
Fair place to live, okay. For young, single people.
Poor.
Poor. For entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Fair.
Fair, okay. For recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
That one's a little tricky. We'll go with fair.
Fair, okay. Sure, sure. For racial and ethnic minorities.
Fair.
Fair, thank you. For people like you, how would you rate that one? Excellent, good, fair, or good, or poor place to live? People like you.
So far it's fair.
Fair, okay. For people living below the poverty line.
Oh, definitely poor.
Poor, okay, thank you, sir. And for families with children.
Fair.
Fair, thank you, sir. Moving on, almost done now. What would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
So far it's fair.
Fair, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it might stay about the same. Some things will improve, but I don't think it's going to
overall
affect a lot
okay.
of things.
Yeah. Very well. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I can't say that I'm familiar at all because I don't know of anything that's happening to improve anything.
Okay, so would you say you're not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Thank you, sir. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhere in the middle.
The middle ones are somewhat confident or not too confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident, okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely, very well. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
High school graduate.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican, thank you, sir. And what is your age, please, for classification purposes?
48.
So between 35 and 49, very well. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No. No children, okay. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, $75,000 and above?
$49,000 to $75,000.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you, sir. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Thank you, sir. And last question, do you live within the city limits of Odessa or not?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Very much appreciated. Have a good night.
You too, sir.